Good morning and welcome to All Things Jessamine. I'm Doug Fain. Well, special Christmas edition of All Things Jessamine. And we're not only airing it this morning at 11 o'clock, we're going to replay it tomorrow night, Christmas Eve, at 7 p.m. and then Christmas night at 7 p.m. So you have three chances to hear this on Jess FM. Now, what we're doing, we are going to give you the audio version of the KCAL old-time radio show that just took place in our town a few weeks ago. And the reason is that part of that show was a special script written just for us called Christmas Time in Nicholasville. It was a play that took place in 1952 at the old Ben Franklin store that sat here on Main Street. Now, to set all this up, we're going to have a pretty good discussion in just a moment with three people. First off, Denise and Norman Klein. Now, they're my co-producers and directors at the Old Time Radio Show. And we'll also speak to David Dameron, cast member who wrote the script that you're going to hear. So sit back and enjoy this Christmas gift to you from us at Jess FM and the Farmers Bank of Jessamine County. We'll hear from them now and be right back.
Beginnings are important, especially when it comes to building a future. From start to finish, Farmers Bank of Jessamine County will be with you every step of the way. Whether it's a house, a car, a college fund, or saving for retirement, it all starts here. Stop by any of our four convenient Jessamine County locations today or visit us on the web at myfarmersbank.net. Banking with friends and neighbors, Farmers Bank of Jessamine County, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Good morning and welcome to All Things Jessamine. Glad to have you on this Saturday morning as we get just a little bit closer to Christmas time. Well, we're going to have a special show and we're going to run it three different times. So according to when you hear it, we're going to do it on our regular time, December 23rd at 11 o'clock. We're going to rerun it on Christmas Eve, the 24th at 7 p.m. And then we're going to run it on Christmas night, the 25th at 7. So if you are listening right now at 11, you'll be able to hear it two more times. And we are proud to bring you the rebroadcast of the audio that took place during the KCAL Old Time Christmas Show that was performed in just a few weeks ago here in Nicholasville. With me in the studio to set all this up, I have three people with KCAL. Two of them, well, all three of them are actually characters and people in the play, but they also have other roles with us, too. So Denise and Norman Klein are here, and they help myself produce and direct and all this stuff. And then Dave Dameron is here, who actually wrote the script we're going to talk about and that we're going to play for you today. So hi, everybody.
Hey, Doug.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, it's here. Merry Christmas is here.
It is.
Yes.
We decided, I guess. Let me go to you first. About, I don't know how long it's been, Norman, but several months ago, we were approached by this guy, Dameron, that
Stranger.
Said, hey, wonder, would y'all care if we performed a script that I'm writing for Christmas time? And we thought that was a pretty cool idea. Man, we had to get some things worked out, some logistics, but that's kind of how it all came about. What were you thinking, I guess, maybe when you first heard about that?
Honestly, I didn't have any idea what he would come up with. I knew it would be, or I felt it would be something well done. He's just that kind of guy. I'll be expecting that check soon, Dave. But I just knew it would be something very familiar to the, you know, the town of Jessamine County. Me being a transplant, it meant a lot to me. So I know it was going to mean, I knew it was going to mean a lot to the folks here, the lifers like you and Denise and the Watts. And so I was just very excited about it. No matter what he came up with, I was just really excited about it. And the prospect of one of us doing something for ourselves. You exhaustively look for shows and things, and you have in the past. We find really neat ones and stuff. But I just thought it was going to be something special,
it's
ours.
Ours.
Yeah. And even though it's an adaptation of a classic Christmas story, it's just ours. Yeah. And it just was, it felt familiar and
good.
Small town quaint. Good.
You know, when he first mentioned the idea to me, I kind of was involved a little bit in helping him get some of the facts together. But I really didn't know exactly what he was going to pull out of the hat until he brought his script in the first time. Denise, I'm going to go to you now because, as Norman just mentioned, you and I, born and raised here, our family's been here for seems like 100 years or more. When we saw that script, now Norman kind of told me how he felt when he first heard we were going to do it. What did you think when you first saw and read the script? Because you and I really remember a lot of this stuff.
Well, actually, the first time I read through it, I actually teared up. It was just great because all these names and all these places from our past that bring back such warm, homey memories, it was just great. And then the fact that my dad was in it portraying mm-hmm. his dad, mm-hmm. you know, Steve Watts was portraying his dad. It just had such a warm family good feel that I just was real excited about sharing that with a lot of the people here.
All right, David, now, first off, tell us how it even came about that you would try to write a script for old time radio.
Well, last summer, Steve Watts and I, another cast member, we were waiting for our call to the stage in another KCAL production, and you know, we were just throwing some things back and forth, and he looked at me and said, "We could write a story and give it a local feel to it," you know, and I said, "You know, we could, but it'd have to be the right story because I wouldn't want to take a Bickerson's or a My Favorite Husband or something like that and just mm-hmm. and rewrite the characters. Mm-hmm. It'd have to have something with a little different meaning to it." So last fall and over the winter, that thought stuck with me, and I worked on it a little bit. I typed a few things out, a couple of outlines, and threw them away. They really didn't make sense. And then I thought, well, what about a Christmas story? And maybe we could go back in time in Nicholasville, because you doing something in today's world would be a little more difficult than looking back, and wouldn't be as fun as looking back. Mm-hmm. Because my perspective, unlike definitely you and Denise and Norm to an extent, because he's been here a lot longer than I have. The perspective of what the town is for me started in 1993. Mm-hmm. I started at First National in 1992. Mm-hmm. 1993, I moved my family here. So for me, 1983, 1973, 1963, any of those years doesn't really mean a lot because right. I don't have that perspective of knowing what was downtown. Talking to different people over time, you know, they say, "Oh, do you remember this store? Do you remember this person?" I really don't.
No, I don't. Well, and because of that, let me just ask you. You came here in 93, so you didn't remember that stuff. So right. How is it that you were able, tell the folks out here listening, how is it you were able to come up with what you did? Now, folks, let me interject here for just a moment. This is based on a Christmas story. It is based in 1952, and it takes place in the real Ben Franklin store that used to sit right here on Nicholasville. It has Chris Kreiner was the owner then, and he's the character. Now, it mentions all these people. For instance, Connie Royce McDonald. She plays her own grandmother, Miss Foley. So you had to be able to draw to get all this, unless you went back in time and then the TME machine, to find all this out. So tell us how that happened.
Well, I am a little bit of a history buff, and I'm a pack rat. I like to collect old things, and I do have a couple of old phone books from the 1950s of Nicholasville, and they're very thin, maybe 15 to 20 pages. Mm-hmm. And you look at what was being the last ones that were actually produced several years ago, and we're pretty thick. So you have to think, okay, the town was much smaller. So I went back and did a little bit of research and found that there were, 3,700 residents mm-hmm. in Nicholasville. But there were several other things, not just those phone books, but a year ago, a group got together and was going to put together a Jessamine County pictorial history mm-hmm. book. Mm-hmm. And being an outsider on that and seeing it being put together, and Farmers Bank was instrumental in helping finalize the product. So I actually got to see that work in process. Also, I mean, there's two other sources if you want to go that deeply. The You Grew Up in Jessamine County If, mm-hmm. that Facebook page. I became a member of that a couple of years ago, and it was really neat to see the pictures that people would put up there of, this is my grandmother walking downtown. You think, oh, okay, here's the Western Auto. Mm-hmm. Here's Ben Franklin's. Mm-hmm. You know, here's all these different things that you see the building, and the building still exists, and you can tell what was there, but obviously it's long gone. And then the other is this program, the All Things Jessamine.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
with All Things Jessamine, I didn't catch the first few. I know the first one was Sutherland Chevrolet because they were the original sponsor. But I really started listening to it definitely once Farmers Bank became the sponsor, and I started listening to the older ones. But several of our directors, Charles Miller, Landy mm-hmm. Dale, mm-hmm. Bill Hayden, mm-hmm. you know, several people associated with the bank have been interviewed. Mm-hmm. So it, going back and listening to those, I was able to pick up quite a bit and actually listen to the Ben Franklin, the where you interviewed Tina Kreiner. And I picked several things out of that particular show where Cress used to leave Mildred letters, used to leave her notes right. describing what Christmas right. gift she was getting. So I actually wrote that into the script.
Let me ask you some technical questions real sure. quick. I'm going to throw some names out, and just maybe in a sentence or two, tell me why you cast certain people as certain parts. Now, we'll start with the people in the room.
Oh, no.
Norman, in the story, guys, you're going to hear, Cress has three employees, Mike, Jenny, and Mary. Now, why did you cast Norman here as Mike?
Let me step back just a little bit from that. I originally, when I wanted to do the show, I wanted to center it around Farmers Bank, obviously because that's where I work. They were around back in the 50s. So I wanted something a story that I could work around the bank. And that's where I kept coming up against a roadblock because there's not a lot that you can do. So I thought, well, maybe the best thing to do would be to get a 5 and 10 store, mm-hmm. a 5 and dime store. And there was two in town. There was Hobbs and Ben Franklin.
Right.
So
within a block from each
yeah.
other.
Right. Yeah, exactly. So once I decided which one to use, you know, there seemed to be more history around the Ben Franklin.
Correct.
I decided, okay, I'm gonna center it around this, and I that was one of the first things I had mentioned to you, and you said, oh yeah, Cress Kreiner, great mm-hmm, guy. Mm-hmm. Okay, there's a name I can start with that. So now to go forward, in order for you have to have some type of activity. So I created three employees. The first employee, believe it or not, is me.
Yeah,
and that's. I gave it the name Mike because of something that was listed on the Facebook page. But that is the way I used to come into work.
Well, let me throw some more. I'm going to throw characters, and I'm going to throw the person that played it. You tell me the connection.
Okay.
And just real quick, we'll go around the room. Denise Cline played Mary.
Well, that character wasn't necessarily written because of the store. I wrote that because I wrote that character the way I wrote it because she enjoys dancing.
Yes.
She used to have a dance studio.
And when you hear the program, people, all this is going to make sense.
Yep.
Jenny was played by Carolyn Throckeld. Now, Jenny, there was a real-life Virginia who was his bookkeeper.
That's correct. Mm-hmm. And the main reason I chose her to play that role, obviously, is because she does a very good job at the characterizations that she does each time in the KCAL shows, but also to work her in with some lines that are thrown into the show about being Letch Watts' daughter.
Right. Now, that leads yes. us into the next. In the show, Letch Watts is a character. Letch was a real-life owner of Watts Appliance, Watts Hardware, different names here in town.
Yes.
Two of his children were actually in this show. Carolyn, who you just mentioned, was
correct.
One of his daughters. The other one was his son, Steve, who played his dad.
Yes.
So that's an easy figure there.
Yes.
You knew you had Steve, so it was very easy to put Letch in, I guess.
Yeah, when I and again, in order to develop the story, in order to give it several different things going on in it, I needed another store.
Mm-hmm.
So I created Watts Appliance. Mm-hmm. Well, I brought it back.
Right, right.
I brought
right,
back Watts
right.
Appliance. I didn't actually create it. And that and it was great that Steve was also a member of our troupe,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
and he agreed to play his dad. So that allowed me to create the vehicle for the show. Now, the main vehicle in the show is television. I'm not sure
and
exactly.
And he sold televisions.
And
he didn't get stolen.
What
he
didn't
sold
get stolen.
Televisions. There. And you'll hear more about that in the program, too.
And see, that came from the All Things Jessamine
yeah.
show.
And because of that same thing, you had two other cast members who also were already cast members who had mm-hmm. family members you could use. Connie Royce McDonald played her real-life grandmother, Rynlyn Foley. And the other one was, of course, Denise's dad, Buddy Teeter, who played his real-life dad, Bob Teeter of Teeter and Cassidy.
Right.
So that was kind of easy to look at, I guess, cast members you had currently and say, oh, yeah, this will work. This will work. We can use them.
And again, Buddy had been interviewed on All Things Jessamine.
Yeah, right.
So I was able to go back and listen to Teeter and Cassidy and how they did it.
Yeah.
There's a line in the show about getting citrus fruit,
right,
which he used to bring in in the winter when you couldn't get it anywhere else. Yeah. You could go to Teeter and Cassidy and get it.
All right. So we got through those. And let's see. Billy Holland played the ghost.
In order to have a Christmas Carol, you have to have somebody from beyond. Now, the ghost was originally played by me.
Mm-hmm.
When I wrote the show, I wrote it with me playing that character. But sitting down with Billy, I thought, you have the right voice for this. You need to do that character. Mm-hmm. And he agreed to and did a great job on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Lorette Blackford played Betty, who was the office keeper, cashier, whatever you want to call it, at the Walker Hotel.
Yes. The Walker Hotel was, I brought that in after some discussion because I actually wanted to do the Nicholas Hotel.
Which was out of business at that time.
Which would have been across the street.
Yes.
And we did take
You're
some
right.
liberties there.
But, we did.
Just to try to make it true to form, there were other hotels in town.
Yeah.
So I thought, well, let me just use that
one.
And the Walker Hotel, the information I could find about the owner was...
Yeah, Vernon Walker.
Vernon
Walker was his real name. And it's funny, just last week on All Things Jessamine, we did a show on the Walker Hotel. Brenda Cox was here, whose great aunt owned that. She was married to Vernon.
Okay.
And it was funny because she was at our show, and she was tickled to hear it, and she wondered how we knew what we knew, because she also informed me on last week's program that there was indeed a room that she was not allowed to go in, and they would never say why. She thought there is a rumor that there was a haunted room in that hotel.
Is that right?
Yeah, so you hit it right on the head. And she said she was sitting in the audience Sunday, and she's like, how did they know that? How did they know that?
Yeah.
Interesting fact about the Walker Hotel that we also found out last week, and I wish we had known this. Walker Hotel, the building that it's in, was actually built and opened by the Walker family in 1793, 5 years before Kentucky even became a Commonwealth. It was still Virginia. That's how old that is down there.
Wow.
So that's something I just learned last week from Brenda in doing this show. All right, so I think we've hit just about everybody. Now, Eddie Clements, not everybody yet, but Eddie Clements did our sound effects for us. You actually ran the sound, and because of that, we're able to play Charlie Esposito on WNVL Radio, which that worked out really good because you were out of sight, just like you were on the air. And then I guess who's left? You had Susan Clements play Mildred.
Yep.
Mildred Kreiner, Chris's wife.
I wanted to create an odd home life for Mr. Kreiner, not knowing, actually listening to the All Things Jessamine, talking about what a wonderful guy he was, wonderful father, how good he was to kids, how he loved his family. So I wrote him completely different.
Yes. you hear Chris on this show, folks, Chris didn't act like that. He was just as nice. Now, Chris was straight and to the point. I will say that. Knew him well. He was very nice, but he would say what he thought. I mean, he didn't mince any words, but he wasn't as stressed out that I know of as we portrayed him.
But I wanted to create Mildred as a quintessential 1950s housewife. She had dinner ready on the table when her husband got home from work. She took care of the children. So I wanted to create that home life and show him in that home life as being distracted.
Yeah. And that's Susan Clements.
Yes.
That was perfect.
And Susan had done several roles for us in the past where her characterization, again, was straight on.
All right. So let's see. And then, of course, the other cast members, Roger Garrison was there to sing, folks. He is our crooner.
I
played Chris, which was very an honor for me having known him like I did throughout the years. But hopefully when people hear this, they will not only have good memories of things we mentioned and places we mentioned, but listen to the story, folks. That's the most important thing about this, is what kind of story we're trying to tell here, the moral of it, if you will, at the very end.
Well, one of the things, too, looking at the year that it was done, I decided to use something from the early 1950s because, again, the story does center around a television, which is the mode of transportation that the spirit or the ghost takes Mr. Kreiner through. And I wanted to pick a year that was before the time that televisions were in every household.
Right.
I wanted to make sure that it was pre, and the thing that I go back to is pre Elvis Presley, you know, pre
right.
Presley on Sullivan, that is. So I just chose the year 1952 as being a...
There were TVs, but they hadn't caught on, really.
Correct. So you knew what it was. And that's another line I threw in there, because you know, you wouldn't say, have you seen a television?
Mm-hmm.
You would say, have you seen television?
Right.
Well, television was different back then. It wasn't a box that you had back then. It was something that you viewed.
Yeah.
So have you seen television?
Yeah,
I've seen television.
Yeah.
And that particular element is what allows him to travel through. Now the original Christmas Carol is the Ghost of Christmas Past, Present, and Future.
Mm-hmm.
I decided not to go that route. What I did is I took Mr. Kreiner to see what his employees would be like, kind of like It's a Wonderful Life,
a little bit,
what they would be like if they didn't work for him.
Mm-hmm.
So each of his employees, I built into their personality certain aspects mm-hmm. that he could go visit and see how things would be different if he wasn't such the taskmaster.
Yeah. Well, folks, that in a nutshell is kind of what we were doing here. And what you need to do is listen to this program. Now, if you are fortunate enough to hear this program on Saturday morning, you can hear it again on Christmas Eve night and Christmas night. And I urge you to do that for a couple of reasons. One, play it with your family there. I think it would be a great family experience. But two, this is one of those things that you might need to hear two or three times to get everything. And if you want to hear it again, we also have a podcast website called kcal.podbean.com. You can go there and also listen to the broadcast, but listen to it more than once. I think if you will do that, I think if you will take time to listen to it a couple, three times, that every time you'll hear something new that you may have missed and think, oh, yeah. So that's what's coming up, and that's what we wanted to do for you on today's All Things Jessamine. Now, real quick.
Yeah, a couple of things of institutions I want to thank. Obviously, mm-hmm. the Creative Art League of Jessamine County for giving us the chance to do this exercise. I want to thank the Farmers Bank of Jessamine County for sponsoring this program.
Yes.
Not just All Things Jessamine, but all. But
they were our sponsor at the Christmas
corporate
show.
Sponsor for this particular show.
Yeah,
the cast and crew was awesome through this.
Mm-hmm.
It was really neat to be able to sit back and watch everybody do the things that were once in my head, once I was thinking about.
Well, and to you, thanks for not only writing the script, but one of the things I, Norman and Denise, thank him the most for is the fact that we took his script and he allowed us to embellish it.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Around. We were able to add things and to ask him, is it okay if we do this? What do you think about this? And he let mm-hmm. it almost, it Absolutely. Became a group project.
It really did. Yeah. Everybody had a little twist on their own characters.
Yeah. We tend to do that a lot anyway, but it was nice that David allowed us that.
Sure.
Because, you know, coming out of his own brain, but, you know,
exactly.
Things. And, you know, I know
I'm sure
I
he had a vision.
The rest of you, I know we all did. We kind of consulted with him from mm-hmm, time to time, mm-hmm, as you know.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're not really upsetting you here. I can see him grimace a time or two, you know.
And, you want to change what?
But it went really well. And, I want to thank all the people that came out, as well as each one of you in this room, but the people that came out from Nicholasville and Jessamine County.
And other counties.
And
we had
their reactions.
Yeah.
It was fantastic to see all those faces out there with some of them teared up. I mean, you know,
oh, my remembering. Mother. Yeah, my mother went through the line. She said, I shed tears. I'm like,
yes.
Why?
Oh, I did
and she, now I don't mind telling you, my mother would not mind me telling you, my mom's 82 years old. She's been here all her life. She knew everything that was in that play.
Right.
And she said, I teared up because of the memories that it brought back.
Yes.
Because at that time, she would have been around 18.
Yeah,
and she said, it took me back. And the one thing else that happened, and I mentioned this to people in the opening of the show, is I had people tell me that it happened. They were able for a couple of hours to leave all the world's problems outside the door and sit there and relax and enjoy and remember how it used to be.
Absolutely.
The simpler times.
In the good old days.
And you know, Doug,
yeah.
I can't speak for the rest of you, but that, in a nutshell, is one of the biggest reasons I enjoy this.
Mm-hmm.
Is because we allow ourselves, but everyone else that is in our audience, that very same thing every time we put on a show.
Yeah.
Step away from the worries of today, folks. Let's go back in time when things were a little simpler,
right.
When we didn't have these things to worry about,
right.
And we could all just be good
We can all sit around the radio and listen to a good show.
That's right.
Well, speaking of sitting on the radio, that's what we're going to do right now. We're going to play for you the audio from this program that we just talked about in its entirety. Listen closely to the people. Listen closely to the characters, what they say. And thank you guys for coming in.
Oh, thank you.
And now here you go, ladies and gentlemen. Christmas Time in Nicholasville as performed by the KCAL Old Time Radio Troupe.
Gentlemen, let's step back to December 23rd, 1952. We hope you enjoy as KCAL presents Christmas Time in Nicholasville.
Good evening, dear. How was your day?
Huh? Oh. Well, we didn't have any problems.
You didn't have any problems. What's the matter with you? You know, you've been acting pretty funny ever since we got back from that retailers conference a couple of weeks ago.
I'm sorry, Mildred. We're in the middle of doing inventory down at the store. My mind is elsewhere. By the way, Sam called again today.
Sam?
Yeah.
From Arkansas?
Yeah.
He's not trying to talk you into joining him again, is he?
Yeah. Said he bought another Ben Franklin store down there. I don't know how many of those he's got now.
But we're just getting settled here now. I don't want to move back to Arkansas. I mean, wasn't it you who just told me a couple of weeks ago that you were looking at opening up a new store in Wilmore?
I know. You know, he really thinks that he's going to be able to expand beyond Bentonville. Do you know he's changed the name of that place?
What?
It's going to be either Walton's 5 and 10 or something marked.
Walton?
Yeah.
Instead of Ben Franklin?
Huh?
I don't know, Chris. We've got a good thing going here, and
yeah. He
may be out of business in a couple of years.
Yeah, those big stores will never make it. It'll be the small ones that'll last the test of time. Well, who am I kidding? I'm having enough trouble managing 3 employees in 1 store.
What do your employees have to do with it?
Well, let me tell you. Take Mike. All he wants to do is tell jokes. Never funny. And then there's Jenny, scared of her own shadow. And then there's Mary. Yeah, she's Mary. And we got the inventory. We have to get it done before the end of the year.
You stress over inventory every year, and every year it comes out fine.
No, but I just wish they would be as serious about it as I am.
Honey, nobody is as serious as you are. Anyway, it is the Christmas season. Don't you think your employees have a right to be a little bit distracted?
Distracted. That's exactly the right word. Distracted from their work. That's what bothers me. All day long, all I hear, well, we're going tonight to see the Nicholasville Tarantulas play, or Samantha came over, brought Dalton, and we talked for hours, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, that's the problem. If they would put as much as enthusiasm into the work as they do their distractions.
Hey. By the way, I found the Christmas present hint that you left for me this morning.
You did.
Well, actually, Tina found the note.
Yeah.
But there was something in it that I didn't quite understand. It was the line that said, though clear it is, a colorful display, to receive a stack would make your day.
Yeah.
What would be clear that you can stack?
Just take a...
This weather report on WNBL is brought to you by Watts Appliance Store on South Main Street, Nicholasville. A record snowstorm is expected to move into the central Kentucky area overnight tonight. Accumulations of 14 to 18 inches are possible in Fayette, Jessamine, and Garrett counties. Temperatures will reach only into the upper 20s tomorrow. Jessamine County Sheriff Arch Hager warns everyone to stay off the streets unless it's an emergency situation. And now this from Watts Appliance, downtown Nicholasville.
No matter what kind of appliance you're looking for, we probably have it at Watts Appliance. From refrigerators to stoves to televisions and everything in between. Is your appliance on the fritz? We also take care of what we sell. Watts Appliance, your official General Electric franchise, the name you trust in appliances. New shipments arrive weekly. Come on by the store. Our televisions are so popular, they walk right out the front door. Watts Appliance, downtown Nicholasville.
More weather bulletins as they become available. And now back to Pepper McGee and Molly in WNVL, Nicholasville.
You know what he meant by that, right?
No.
When they walk out the front door.
Yeah.
Last week, Blatch let his daughter Carolyn take care of the store. And these guys came in and took her attention away, and the other guys stole TVs right out the front. Yeah, it was in the Jesper Journal there. It was awful. The police come down. It was funny.
My goodness, Chris. But listen, did you hear that? This sounds serious. I mean, maybe you should stay home tomorrow. Maybe you should let all your employees stay home tomorrow. You know, close the store. It is almost Christmas Eve. I mean, do you really expect to have anybody out there doing last-minute shopping?
You're serious.
Did you not hear the forecast?
I heard them, but since when do the forecasters get it right? Now, if they'd have called for a light dusting, I may have closed the store.
Be serious.
You wait. You'll see. Tomorrow's going to be just another day.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. It doesn't show signs of stopping.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, it is freezing out there.
Oh, good morning, Jenny. Is it not the coldest day of the year?
Oh, I know.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Oh, you know where I'd rather be right now?
Anywhere but here?
Well, yeah, but I'd like to be sitting on the couch in front of a warm fire, listening to the radio.
Oh, me too, sister. Oh, but before Mr. Kreiner gets here, I have a couple of gifts for you and Mike. What did I do with them? Oh, here it is. Merry Christmas.
Oh, how sweet. Thank you so much. Let's see. Oh, it's beautiful. An ornament for my tree. Oh, now, what does that say? Merry Christmas, 1952. The best Christmas ever. Oh, well, is this the Christmas where Mr. Kreiner doesn't come into work and we go home early?
I wish.
Now, what's this written at the bottom? TME.
Yeah, I saw that on the bottom. I guess it's the people who make the ornaments. Tried to get it off, and it wouldn't even come off with Bon Ami.
Then it won't come off.
It's there.
Good morning, Mr. Kreiner.
Where is Mike? We have work to do.
Well, I haven't seen him, but it's still early.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle all. Hey, gang.
Hey.
Hey, guys. Do you guys know the difference between a Christmas alphabet and an ordinary alphabet? The Christmas alphabet has no L.
Mike, we have no time for your jokes. We have a lot of work to do. Lots of inventory.
Hey, did you hear about the snowstorm that's coming our way?
I heard it. That just means there won't be as many customers. We can get our inventory done. Now, that's the most important thing. Here's what I want to happen. Mary, you start in housewares. Jenny, you take the sundries and pharmaceuticals.
Okay.
Mike, toys would be good for you. You know, if you guys could only see things through my eyes, you'd understand a little bit better. When you get an area finished, I want you to get a tally sheet, start on another area. Now, let's go. Get to work. I'll be in my office.
You know, if we could see things through his eyes, we'd probably see three disgruntled employees and one boss who doesn't even care it's Christmas.
Oh, hey, let's turn the radio on. At least we can listen while we work.
News at the top and bottom of every hour, sponsored by Farmers Bank Downtown, Radio 1250 WNVL. And now back to some of your favorite Christmas music.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose. And if you ever saw it, you would even say hello.
Hey, Merry Christmas, Miss Foley. How are you?
Merry Christmas, but don't be so formal and call me Miss Foley. Why don't you call me Renlin or even Granny?
Hey, Granny.
I was afraid I wasn't going to be able to make it down here later because of this bad weather coming in.
Hey, Granny, what you got there for us?
Mike, these are still hot. I so look forward to Christmas. I love baking.
And we love your baking too, Granny.
Oh, look at that.
Well, I think I outdid myself this year. I've got banana bread with caramel icing and those Christmas cookies you all like. All kinds of little treats in there. Fudge.
This is wonderful. They smell wonderful.
You need to try one of everything now.
Oh, yeah.
I don't hear any count going on out there.
Well, it's just me, Mr. Kreiner. If they're sidetracked, I'm afraid it's because of me. Why don't you come on out and have a snack with us?
No, thank you, Miss Foley. I don't have time. And neither do they.
Well, Mr. Kreiner, you are unbelievable. And I don't mean that in a good way. There will come a time when you see things differently.
Yeah, okay.
I'm sorry. No need to apologize for him, honey.
Well, he's really put the pressure on us to get this inventory done. And the harder he presses us, the more difficult it is to get it done.
I understand, sweetie. Oh, before I forget, I need a couple of skeins of yarn while I'm here. Let me see now. Well, these will do. I'm helping somebody knit a sweater, and I seem to have run out.
You are?
A sweater?
Okay.
Well, I'd better let you all get back to work. Bill's out driving around the block, and he told me if I take too long, he'd go on back home and I'd have to walk.
Well, he wouldn't do that, would he?
No. Well, I don't think so. I don't want to stick around and find out.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, how much do I owe you?
That'll be 40 cents.
Well, just put these on my bill. Merry Christmas, you all.
Merry Christmas. Be careful. Thank you.
Franklin, talk with your mouth, Paul.
I think I chipped a tooth.
Good grief. Man, these cookies are delicious.
Oh, so Jenny, what are you and your family going to do tonight?
Well, now my son Zach came in yesterday, and I haven't had much time to catch up with him. John, Kate, and Cecilia are coming over for dinner, too. I am really looking forward to family time. Well, what about you guys? What are you doing?
Well, my husband and I, we're going to go ballroom dancing for the first time.
Ooh.
Oh, with as little time as we've had to practice and the money it takes to do it. It's taken us quite a while, but I want you to know that I've always wanted to go, and he got us 2 tickets today at the Phoenix Hotel. Can you believe it?
Big time.
Yes, you know, we're going to be dancing to the Blaze Buford Orchestra.
Oh, wow.
You know, and I heard that one of the band members has a cousin who played in the Woody Herman Orchestra. Can you believe it?
Oh, my goodness. That's exciting, Mary. You know, my wife and I are going caroling. There's a new couple that's moved in down the street from us, and it'd be the perfect way to get to meet them, don't you think?
Well, you should be ready for anything. I've been inventorying the songs you've been singing here at work, and you're up to 235 different ones.
That's cute. It's actually 237, Jenny. Thank you. I've added a new one today, as a matter of fact.
Hey, I haven't heard it much.
What are you doing in New Year's Eve?
I can't believe you guys are even open.
No, we can't either.
I need a snow shovel. Do you have any?
Do we have a snow shovel?
Hey, do we have snow shovels? Well, we already sold everything we had on display. Now let me get Mike and have him check in the back. Hey, Mike.
114, 115.
Oh, Mike!
What do you want?
115, 118.
Come here! Oh, for Pete's sake, you're slower than egg wheel hoist. Get in here!
Okay, I'm here. Now what?
Hey, Lex is looking for a shovel. Can you help him?
Well, has he looked in his own store window?
Funny, Mike.
Grant. Would you please just go look for one?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Letch. Merry Christmas.
Well, Merry Christmas, Jenny. You're as beautiful as ever. You're almost as pretty as my own daughter.
Oh, which one, Letch?
Cherry.
Well, thank you, Letch. You're awfully sweet.
Hey, well, how'd the weather look, Letch?
Well, I'll tell you, Mary, it's so cold, our snowman came inside to put on a coat. I've been out shoveling sidewalk in front of my store all morning, and I broke the handle on my shovel, and it's coming down so quickly, I have to get another one.
Oh, but don't you have a hardware store?
Yeah, I know, but I don't.
Hey, here you go, Letch, a brand new Digmaster 14, buddy, made of the finest blue steel, guaranteed not to rust.
You know what, Mike, I could use a salesman like you.
I miss my calling.
That'll be $2.04.
What? $2? Well, at my store, they only cost...
Well,
Just put it on my bill.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Hey, you going to stay open all day today?
Well, I got a pretty big delivery yesterday. I need to go through it. Might close after that. I really don't expect any customers today.
No.
But I will be open bright and early tomorrow.
Goodness. Merry Christmas, everybody. I'm Bob Teeter Cassidy.
We know who you are, Bob.
Oh, hell. I'm sorry, Letch. You know, I'm going to bought some commercials over at WNBL. Now, I have to go over there in a few minutes. Well, I'm a bit nervous. You know, those radio guys, they use that bold voice.
You will be on the radio?
Yeah.
Oh, hey, everybody. We've got a star in our midst.
Hello, everyone. I'm Bob Teeter of Teeter and Cassidy Farm Service. Come buy stuff from us.
Mr. Peter, can I have your own?
Oh, absolutely.
You got to go up there on a day like today.
Sure, I bought commercials to play in the weather forecast. And since the weather's going to be so bad, well, I figure people are going to be watching and listening to the radio.
Mm-hmm. You know what? I did the same thing, Bob.
Yeah, heard your voice, Letch. Sounded good. It was a normal voice.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much, Bobby.
Well, I have to get back to the store. Busy, 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 you know. Now, everybody be safe, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
So what can we do for you, Uncle Bob?
Oh, nothing really. I'm going to be setting up a new display up at the store and wanted to come in and get some ideas before I go over to the radio station.
Oh, all right.
Well, if you need anything, just holler. Now, we better get back to this inventory.
Oh, I know. It's good grief.
What was that?
It was up to me, Chris. I accidentally knocked that big meat platter off the shelf
good
there.
Mr. Teeter, I don't come over to your store and knock stuff off your shelves.
Well, don't get all bent out of shape about it, Chris. I'll pay for it. Don't worry.
What are you looking for anyway?
I'm looking. I'm just getting some ideas.
Mike! Get over here and recount this whole area.
Yes, sir, but it looks like only one thing broke. We could just reduce the count
by
one.
Did you hear me? I said count the whole thing again.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Griner, you need to show more compassion to your employees. They're the backbone of your business. Now take my workers. For working today, I'm giving them a free day off that they can use any time during the year and with pay.
Well, that's not the way I do business.
No,
it's not.
Maybe it should be, Chris. Maybe it should be.
I really can't stay.
Baby, it's cold outside.
I gotta go away.
But baby, it's cold outside.
This evening.
Hey, can I go tell Bob, Mike,
Virginia!
Whoa. Yes, Mr. Crowder.
What did you do with that stack of invoices I gave you yesterday?
Well, invoices?
Yes, there was one to Western Auto and Becker Electric and Von Grottigan's and a few more.
Well, you said put them in file 13, so I threw them away.
What?
Well, that's
no,
what you
no,
said.
No. Folder 13, the to-be-paid file, not file 13. Go get them out of the trash.
Oh.
Well, which can did you throw them in?
Well, this one, but it's been emptied.
Of all the days to have the trash emptied, I'll go look.
But isn't tomorrow trash collection day?
Well, but this week it's all messed up because of Christmas, and I don't know when he's coming by.
I'm sorry.
What are you saying?
Goober, did you just bark?
Fred Jackson came and hauled the trash off yesterday. I heard the dogs barking all the way up Main Street, probably about 4:30, I reckon.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh.
The trash is gone.
Uh-oh.
I ought to send you to the dump to find those things.
Oh,
well, I got carbon copies. I guess I can pay off of them.
Okay.
Back to work, all of you.
Okay.
Hey, you guys. Where's the snowman keep his money? In a snowbank.
Brad, I am not in a mood, Mike.
Oh, shit.
Oh, that reminds me. Before the day gets away from me, you know, I need to go to the bank. We're going to eat at Chef Sears tonight, and I must have one of those famous hot browns before we go to the Phoenix.
Oh, you go to Farmers or First National?
Well, we bank at Farmers right over there on the corner.
Well, now, the radio already reported that First National's closed. And isn't that Mr. Dale? Looks like he's locking the door to Farmers. I reckon they're closed, too.
Oh, great.
Well, no, don't worry. I don't have anything with me right now, but you stop by the house on the way, and I'll loan you whatever you need.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah.
You know, that could have been a disaster, me not getting my hot brown.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Merry Christmas, Joe.
Who are you talking to?
The Prince of Ethiopia. Don't you see him out there?
Oh, Joe.
It's Joe Pellman. Look at the trouble he's having pulling his wagon. Oh, the snow's so deep.
Oh.
It's almost up to the window. No wonder we don't have anybody in here.
Oh, yeah. Hey, has anybody counted that shelf with the kids' toys on it yet?
Yes. You mean you didn't hear me?
No.
Oh, boy. I got to the shelf with all the marbles on it, got about halfway through, and the shelf slipped. I had glimmers, cat's eyes, and steelies all over the floor.
Oh, no.
You could say I finally lost all my marbles.
Yeah, that would have been.
Still nothing. Not much counting going on in here.
It is so hard to concentrate, Mr. Kreiner.
By the way, Mary, don't bother counting those plates and housewares, the clear ones.
What?
I'm going to give those to Mildred for Christmas, a whole stack of them.
Fishes?
Did you say something?
Oh, yes, your wishes, Mr. Kreiner, your wishes.
Ooh, yikes.
I know. I don't know how we're going to make it home, and I just live a couple blocks from here. Bob Peter said it's getting really, really bad out, and both banks have already closed. I'm worried.
Well, don't stop now, because every minute wasted is a minute lost getting this inventory done. Now, if you're so worried about getting home, I'll get you home.
Okay.
And I'll go outside and size things up.
Oh, Mike, I forgot to give you this. Here, Merry Christmas.
Oh, well, thank you, Mary. Let's see what it is. Put that over here. Oh, look at that. Look at that.
Got it?
Yeah, there's a trash. Well, look at that. Merry Christmas, 1952. The best Christmas ever. TME. TME. Well, what's that supposed to mean? This miserable environment?
Well,
that's
funny.
The best Christmas ever, and we're spending it in this place.
Oh,
thank you, Mary.
You're welcome.
You know, if we do get on the road, there's no telling how long it's going to take us to get through this mess. We might make it home in time to hear the radio sign off for the night.
If we're lucky.
Yeah, if we're lucky, yeah.
Uh-oh.
Well, I got some good news and some bad news.
Well, please give us the good news. We could sure use some today.
I got the car started.
Oh, good.
And the bad news?
Well, I was moving it from my spot on York, and I slid into a snowbank.
Oh.
Well, I think it was a snowbank. It could have been a car covered with snow.
Oh.
But either way, we're not going to go anywhere for a while.
Right.
So what are we going to do?
I don't know. I looked down there at John's barbershop. Bronx Lowry's not even standing down there today.
Oh, my goodness.
Pretty bad. That's bad.
Yeah. I got an idea. Hang on. Ruth? Yes, I'm still at work, Ruth. Would you get me Nicholasville 233? Huh? No answer. All right. Thanks, Ruth.
Now, why don't you get on your ham radio, Mr. Kreiner?
It's in the shop.
Oh.
I was trying to get a hold of Jim down at Ethington's Motor Company. Guess he's already out on the road.
He'd be smart. He'll be home in front of a warm
fire. This is Charlie Esposito, and this weather report on WNPL is brought to you by Teeter and Cassidy Farm Service. we have is received a special weather bulletin from the National Weather Service. A record snowstorm coming down from the northwest has completely blanketed our area. Many roads are considered impassable. Jessamine County Sheriff Arch Hager warns everyone to stay off the streets unless it's an emergency situation. And now this from Teeter and Cassidy.
Hi, I'm Bob Teeter, co-owner of Teeter and Cassidy Farm Service. Whether your farm is small or large, we have the tools and the know-how to help you get the job done right. Feed, seed, fertilizer, farm supplies, chemicals, you name it, we have it. And now, there's no need to wait until spring to get that fresh citrus fruit. We just received a shipment direct from Florida. Stop by and see us. Teeter and Cassidy Farm Service, your Southern States Cooperative, Nicholasville, Kentucky.
More weather bulletins as they become available. And now, back to more of your favorite Christmas music on WNVL Nicholasville.
Oh, Mr. Gringo,
what are we going to do now? No way to get home. No food. No place to go. No food.
Just hold on.
No food.
Hold on.
No food. I'm hungry. Y'all hungry?
Ruth?
Yeah.
Yes, Ruth, I'm still at work. Would you get me Nicholasville 75, Hemp Hills Pharmacy? Huh? Not there. What about Jack down at Ward's Bakery? He gone too. Heathman's Grocery. Oh, hello, Pop. Oh, hey, Edgar. What are you doing working on a day like this? Oh. Well, this is Chris at Ben Franklin's. Yeah, my employees and I are stranded up here. No, you're not. Oh, well, thanks anyway, Edgar. Yeah. Merry Christmas to you, too. Yeah. Ruth, give me the Walker Hotel. Cricket, listen, you got any rooms available? You do? Good. We need some. Be right down. Thanks. All right, guys, here's what's happening. We're all going to go down the street to the Walker Hotel. We'll spend the night. Then we'll get up bright and early and come back up here and get our work done.
Aw. Well, what about food?
I'll call the white spot in the hole in the wall, see if they're open.
Thank you. I'm starving.
Why don't you guys go on down to the hotel? I'll close up and be right home.
All right. Come on, Mike.
Our things down at Ben Franklin.
Oh, Merry Christmas, Betty. Oh, it's inventory time.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Well, I'm surprised old man Kreiner doesn't have us outside counting these snowflakes.
Hey, stop it, Mike, because if he hears that, he's going to make us do it. Oh, Mr. Kreiner called and got us some rooms.
Well, let me look. Let me see. You know, it's been quite a busy day. Several people have been stranded in town and are staying here. Uh-huh. I might have even put out the no vacancy sign if I could have found it. Oh, looks like you're in luck. I happen to have 3 rooms left.
But we need 4 rooms, Betty.
4? There are only 3 of you.
Well, the 4th is Mr. Kreiner, and he's coming over later.
Let him sleep in his car. Maybe when it thaws out, somebody from Bill Floyd's junkyard will come get him.
That's funny, but what are we going to do? I'm not bunking with either one of you two.
You wish.
Well, I do have a 4th room empty. It's all the way at the other end, but we don't usually rent it out.
Well, can't you make an exception?
Well, I guess.
Well, what's wrong with it?
Well, at one time, it was one of our best rooms. A few years ago, we rented it to a gentleman, a traveler in the area. I think he was a salesman. He signed the register Todd M. Ellis.
Hmm.
Never did see him check out. It must have left while I was away from the counter. The key was left in the room, and his belongings were gone.
Well,
ever since then, when anyone stays in the room, they say they have an eerie feeling like they're not alone.
Well, we'll take these 3 rooms up here, Betty. You give that one to Mr. Kreiner.
Hey, but don't tell him that story, or he'll make one of us stay there, okay?
No. Here are your registration cards. Everybody sign one.
All right.
And that'll be $2 each for one night.
Oh, I don't have any money with me.
Me either.
Oh, that's okay. I understand the circumstances. You all are good for it. Here you go. Rooms 3, 4, and 5.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks so much.
Hotel, room number 9. Looking out the window over downtown Nicholasville. Looking at all this snow. When we should be at work!
Why are you in my room?
Well, this is my room. Betty gave it to me for the night. Now, how'd you get in here? The door was locked. You need to get out.
Why are you in my room?
Well, if you must know, I have to be here. We're stranded. Roads are closed. Now, rather than being here in your room, I'd rather be down there working. The question is, why are you in my room?
Working? It's Christmas Eve, Chris.
How'd you know my name?
And the employees you brought with you? They should be home with their family.
Oh, they spend enough time with their families.
Come over here. Do you see this? Do you know what this is? It's a television.
I have seen televisions before. Watts Appliance has all kinds in their windows. Well, the ones that aren't stolen.
Oh, but this is a very special television. It's a TME.
Huh?
A televisory multichrome enhancer. This television can pick up 3 stations.
Let me guess. NBC, CBS, ABC, right?
This television is in color.
Oh, well.
Let me show you how it works. I push this button.
Yeah. It's blue. One big blue circle right in the middle of the screen. That's a good trick. You got more colors in there?
This blue circle can take you anywhere and show you anything.
Yeah. Well, then how do I tell it I want you gone, the snow to stop, the employees to be quiet, and for all of us to get back to work?
The sensory agents in this television are able to read your mind, and I'll show you alternative values. Now reach out and touch the blue circle on the screen.
All right. Wait a minute. Where are we?
We're inside your mind. It isn't very crowded in here, is it?
You trying to be smart?
Oh, quite to the contrary. It appears your thoughts are consumed with one thing. Work. You're a lucky man, Mr. Kreiner. Mm-hmm. Beautiful wife, 2 wonderful children, education higher than almost anyone in town,
yeah.
A great business, faithful employees, and yet here you are, miserable.
Well, what do you mean by that?
Well, you're so consumed with your work, you don't appreciate the joys of life. Does your family mean anything to you?
Well, of course they do. They're the reason I work, to provide for them.
To provide means to give. You can accumulate all the money you want. Instead of earning more money, you should be spending more time. Time doesn't cost anything, but you only have a limited amount. Every extra hour you spend at work is one less you have to give to those you love. Once your time is up, that's it.
I hadn't really considered that.
And another thing. Earlier today, you said to your employees, if you could only see things through my eyes.
How did you know that?
Your anger toward your employees is counterproductive. The more undue pressure you put on them to perform, the less productive they will be. You see, there's a delicate balance between work at home, but it shouldn't sway too much either way. Let me show you something. Channel 1.
What? Where are we now? Why, there's Mike. Mike, what are you doing?
He can't hear you.
Well, it's like him ignoring me.
Mike doesn't work for you anymore.
What?
He works for Bob Teeter at Teeter and Cassidy Farm Service. He's a valued, and appreciated employee.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas. Yeah, we're out caroling tonight, and we can sure use a few more voices if you're interested. Right, we're going to go up Main Street, turn right on Williamson, then back to Mulberry to Depot Street. Then we're going to shoot across to 2nd and entertain John and Huxley Cox. Would you like to join us? Wonderful. You know, my wife and I just live just down the street. We've been so...
Wait a minute. I don't get it. He was going to do that anyway.
Oh, yes. Yes, I've lived here all my life. I work at Teeter and Cassidy for Bob Teeter, one of the best bosses you could imagine.
He never said that about me. He always making wisecracks about me.
His boss allows him to balance work and family. Mike's a family man. Did you know his wife has health problems?
No.
You see, it's important for Mike to be with his wife as much as possible. But if you'll notice, he talks about what a great job and a great boss he has. Now let's go over to Channel 2.
It's Mary. But wait a minute. What's she doing sitting home tonight? She's usually out doing something silly like ballroom dancing.
In your world, yes. But here she works for Doc Yearwood at the drugstore. Doc knows how much ballroom dancing means to her. And he paid for lessons for her and her husband.
Then why isn't she off dancing somewhere?
Well, as a result of the lessons, they dance in competition several times a year. But tonight, they're spending some quiet time alone. All because her employer takes an interest in not only the 8 hours she spends at work, but the rest of the time, too. Care to venture to Channel 3?
I guess. I guess in this one, you're going to show me Jenny sitting at home with all her family. Here, let me do it.
Not quite.
Huh. Well, there's Jenny. I don't recognize where she is, though.
Yes, she isn't at home. She works for Shelby Combs at Martin's department store. Shelby allowed her some time off around the holidays to go visit her family. That way she can be around more of them, not just the few that come and visit her. Family, Chris. Without family, what do you have? And that inventory you've been worrying about? It would have been completed by now if your employees were more happier. Now, how about your family?
Now, wait a minute. You said there was only 3 channels.
This is home.
Okay. I see. So what? What, you gonna tell me Mildred married somebody else? Is that what you gonna show me?
No, Chris. We aren't inside your mind's alternative world anymore. We're at your home. Nicholasville. December 23rd, 1952.
Well, I see her in there. What's she doing?
She appears to be tucking your children into their beds.
Yes, Tina. Daddy will be fine. Now you get some sleep, and he'll be here tomorrow. I promise I won't tell him about the gift you made. And I promise he'll be so excited about it, he'll love it. Now, good night. You get some sleep. Please come home tomorrow. Just one Christmas without working. Spend one Christmas with us.
But I am working. For them. So that I can give them more things.
Listen to me, Chris. The most important thing you can give them is your time. If I'm wrong, what have you lost? But if you're wrong, well, you're a smart man. Figure it out.
You need to show more compassion to your employees.
You are unbelievable, and I don't mean that in a good way. Spend one Christmas with us.
Compassion to your employees.
with us.
Compassion to your employees.
One business with us.
Compassion to your employees.
One with us.
Compassion to your
employees. Man, what a dream. Oh, what time it is. Oh, gosh, I got to get going. It's gonna... Well, wait a minute. Need to do something first. See if I can find some paper here. Yeah, here we go. Dear Mildred, I can't believe that's wonderful to the kids and me. Dishes I picked. Here's something clear for you. Not me. Chris. Good. I guess I need some envelopes here. Oh, here's some. Oh, while I'm at it, here's one for Mike and Jenny and Mary. I need to get to the store. Betty!
Yes, I'm here. Hold your horses. Chris, you look like you've seen a ghost.
Well, I have. Well, not really. It doesn't matter. All I know is it's hard to explain. I didn't sleep very well.
Well, food from the White Spot will do that to you every time. I remember the time I ate some of their lamb fries.
Wait, that's a great story, Betty, but kind of in a hurry. Listen, can you do me a favor? I need you to call Mildred, and I want you to read her this note exactly like I wrote it, okay? She'll know what you mean. And then tell her to come down to the store. Now, what's the bill for the night?
That'll be $2.
Here's a 10. I'll pay for everybody's room and you keep the change. I gotta get to the store. Merry Christmas, Betty!
Merry Christmas, Chris. I guess I better call Mildred. Ruth, fine. Fine. Merry Christmas to you, too. Give me the Kreiner house, please.
Hello?
Hello, Mildred. Chris just left the hotel and asked me to call you and read something to you. Here goes. I can't believe I didn't see how wonderful you are to the kids and me. The dishes I picked go back on the shelf. I have something clear for you, not for myself. Well, that's it, Mildred. He said you'd know what it means. Oh, and you're supposed to go by the store, too.
I have no idea. But I guess I'll come to the store and find out.
Well, I'm definitely intrigued. You be sure and let me know what it means, will you?
I will.
Thank you. Merry Christmas, Mildred.
Merry Christmas, Betty.
Are you girls ready?
I guess so.
Yeah, back to work.
Yes. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, hey, good morning, Betty. We're all checking out.
Well, I don't know where Mr. Kreiner is, so I guess it's just the three of us.
Mr. Kreiner's already checked out. He was in quite a hurry. Said he had to get back to the store.
Well, I figured the amazing Kristen's already over there doing inventory.
Very strange. Very strange. Believe it or not, he gave me enough money to pay for not only his room, but your rooms, too.
What?
And a tip for me.
Oh, my gosh. Mr. Kreiner? Chris Kreiner paid for our room?
Yes.
Something's wrong with the man.
Something very different about him.
Very interesting. You say he went on over to the store?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we better get over there, girls, see what's going on.
All right.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, too. Listen, can you give me Sheriff Hager?
Yeah, thanks.
No, oh, no, there's no problems. I just need to talk to you.
Thank you.
Arch, Chris Kreiner, listen. Whatever you do a favor for me. I know you got those chains on those cars, and I was wondering if you could come down or send somebody down to pick up my employees and take them home. Can? Good. About a half hour? Yeah, from down here at the store. Thanks, Arch. Ruth, can you get me Watts supplies? Letch? Oh, I'm glad you're there. Listen, this is Chris. Can you tell me what kind of TVs you got in stock?
No, in stock?
Yeah.
Everything from portable to console, all the way up to 21-inch screen.
We even have some with the new Flashmatic tuning. You won't believe it, Chris. A flash of light can go across the room with no wires or cords, and it turns the set on, off, and it even changes the channels.
That'll never catch on. Anyway, do you have any color sets?
Color? Well, yeah. But most folks just come down and look at them in the showroom window. They're quite expensive.
I know. What kind of color sets do you have?
Hey, we just got a few new ones in yesterday. Mm-hmm. RCA Color Track, Teletone, Dana. Oh, we got some GEs in, too.
Well, do you have three of any one of them?
Three?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the Teletone.
Yeah?
It's a newer manufacturer. I really don't know much about them. As a matter of fact, they're still on the truck.
Well, don't bother unloading them. I'll take all three. I want to use them as Christmas presents. But listen, I need you to bring them on down to the store right now. Can you do that?
Okay.
And Lynch, don't leave Carolyn in charge. Okay, yeah. All right.
Mr. Kreiner?
In a little while.
Mr. Kreiner, are you here?
Yeah. Okay, wonderful. I'll see you, Lynch. Hey, Mike! Are the girls with you?
Yes, we're here. Right here. We're going to go.
We need to get started on the inventory.
No. Just come over here and sit down.
Sit down?
You know it's Christmas Eve, Mike. Listen, you know we shouldn't be doing inventory on Christmas Eve.
Yes.
We know that.
You know what? Last night I saw something on television.
You had a television in your room? Did you all have a television?
I don't have a television.
Well, all I know is from now on we're going to do things a little bit differently around here.
Uh-oh.
For starters, I have three envelopes, one for each of you. And it is $5. To show my appreciation for the work you have done.
$5?
That's almost a day's pay.
I know. That's not all either. We're not going to open today or tomorrow. We'll open back up on the 26th and do our inventory.
Wow.
No, in fact, we're going to stay home the holidays with our family.
Oh,
and don't worry, the 2 days off will be with pay.
What?
Oh, my goodness.
And you don't have to worry about getting home either. I got Sheriff Hager sending a deputy down here going to take you home.
Who is that man?
And there's one more thing I need to tell you. Oh,
Chris. Hey, I didn't know where you want these TVs delivered.
Great timing, Letch. One goes home with Mike, one with Mary, one with Jenny.
Wow.
Merry Christmas.
Hey, guys, here, take the clipboard and write your name and address on the delivery form. Take your receipt.
Merry. It's getting better and better.
Mr. Kreiner, I don't know what to say.
Oh, yes, thank you so much, but what happened?
Yeah.
Well, let's just say last night I saw something on television that I really wanted. Something wanted for all of us.
Hi.
Hey, Mildred.
Hi, Betty at the Walker called, and she gave me another hint.
Yeah?
But I still have no idea what you're talking about.
Well, I really didn't expect you to understand that last one. You know, Mildred, I've decided to change a few things. First off, I'll be home on Christmas.
Yeah.
No working. And I stopped by and saw J.C. at White's Jewelers on my way, and... Well, Mildred, this is for you.
Chris, it's beautiful. I love it. Here, help me put it on.
That's your thing. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas.
Let me see. Oh, it's gorgeous. Can you believe it?
Mary, come here. Take a look at this.
Where?
Look at your TV receipt.
Where?
Right there in the middle. Who made the TV?
This television was produced by Teletone Manufacturing Enterprises. So?
Think about it. TME. Todd M. Ellis, that guy who disappeared from the Walker Hotel. And what Mr. Kreiner said. If you could just see things through my eyes. TME. It's on the ornament.
Oh, 1952. The best Christmas ever!
Mistletoe and presents are
My thanks to Norman, Denise, and David for coming in this morning, helped me set this show up, and to all the cast members of KCAL for the great job they did performing that at their last Christmas show. We hope you enjoyed it. Hope it brought back some good memories for you. And if you're new to our community, maybe taught you a little bit of history. Well, as we're wrapping up another year on All Things Jessamine, hard to believe we started this show on December the 20th, 2014, and have almost 160 episodes. I just want to take this time to thank you for being a loyal listener to this program, to thank all of my guests for coming in and sharing their stories and making it so interesting. We appreciate everybody that listens to Jess FM and my morning show. I'm on from 6 to 8. I really like the fact that you'll get up with me every weekday morning. We just hope that this Christmas is the greatest one ever for you and that 2018 outshines all the rest. That is our sincere Christmas wish for you. From all of us at Jess FM 105.9, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
But though I'm not a wise man, this I know, through dreams and just pretending, I'm there and I'll be spending Christmas Eve in my hometown. Christmas
In 1934, a brand new house cost about $6,000. The cost of a gallon of gas was 10 cents. And in 1934, Farmers Bank of Jessamine County opened their doors at 200 North Main Street in Nicholasville, and they've been there ever since. The times may have changed, but Farmers Bank is still here, still proud to be the only locally owned and locally operated bank in Jessamine County. Banking with friends and neighbors. Farmers Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC.